Travel Talk with visitbelfast.com. It's time to get back to Belfast for a giant city experience.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And once again, we are joined by our resident travel expert, award-winning travel journalist, TV star as well, Ed Finn, as we continue our Rediscovering Europe series. And Ed, who certainly drew the long straw, is in the beautiful Portuguese capital this morning, talking to us from Lisbon, one of the oldest cities in the world, and a city, I have to admit, Ed, I've never visited. So before you talk about your wonderful experience, I'm sure it's been a wonderful experience, can you just kind of describe like where you are right now and what you're looking at?
Yeah, good morning, Carl, from Lisbon. Beautiful, a place on everyone's lips at the moment. I'm actually looking out over a beautiful old street here, cobbled street. The tram, the 28 tram, actually just trundled its way up the street. Beautiful yellow old tram, and something that everybody has to do here. I'm right kind of in one of the old areas, and I'm staying in this lovely Selena secret garden. And it is kind of secret because you kind of find it up these little streets and alleyways. And it has a beautiful rooftop bar. If you go up there, you can see all these old rooftops, Carol. You can see it's like an old medieval city, really, where the part that I'm in at the moment. And that's really where I am. And when I'm finished chatting to you here now, I'll be popping up for a little coffee and a pastel de nata, which are the famous little custard tarts, which Edward has become very fond of, Carol.
I'm sure Edward has. Who wouldn't?
They're quite addictive and delicious and freshly made every morning.
Aren't you the lucky one, Ed Finn? Aren't you the lucky one? All right, so last week we were talking about your experience in Porto. So how far now is Lisbon from Porto, and what has it been like getting from Porto to Lisbon, and what's your experience like, you know, compare and contrast the experience?
Yeah, loads of different trains actually, Carol, and buses, right? Like you can get a bus, a very good company called H Express, for 11 quid. It's like going from Cork to Dublin, really, to compare it, 3 hours. The trains are fabulous. There's a high-speed train, Carol, if you want to splash out a little bit. You can do Wi-Fi and all sorts on it. Now, I just got the normal economy, which was just €22. Great. I mean, really good, and lots of plugs on it. And, you know, you can actually work away there. So I suppose Lisbon, I was just to talk about it at the moment, it won best European destination last year, Carol, in terms of a city, in all sorts of awards. So it's really come into its own. Everything works really well here. I've been here for a few days now. Fabulous public transport, great beaches. It's a coastal city, of course, beautiful sea views. You know, the town itself, beautiful glossy tile facades, red roofs everywhere, car, like an Instagrammer's sort of paradise, really. Yeah. The history here goes back to the 12th century, kind of Moorish castles dominate the kind of skyline. You have the magnificent 16th century Monastery of Geronimos, which is in the heart of Lisbon, the bombastic 18th century heart of Lisbon. The city was destroyed by an earthquake in 1755. So the difference between that and Porto really would be that that didn't happen in Porto. So Porto is really still very old and ancient. Everything's still intact, whereas Lisbon was kind of rebuilt after the earthquake. Now, again, authentic, genuine, kind of welcoming hospitality, Carol. Loads and loads of new kind of affordable houses gone up here. You're talking bougainvillea clad squares. You know, there's a beautiful sense of community here. People are very friendly. Unlike a lot of the world, I don't think Lisbon has changed at all. And I mean, I was here 12 years ago. Cascais, of course, like Irish people would know that a lot. It's only 30 minutes on the train. Sintra, beautiful place, which famous with this magnificent architecture. And again, old Moorish places to do and see. That's just out the road as well. But I haven't done any of that, really. I've just sort of stayed here, and I've done beaches from here, Carol, like Caparica, which is beautiful. And walking around the beautiful old streets, the trams, as I said earlier, they're trundling along. It really takes you to a place of kind of relaxes you, and you know, you feel wonderful about it. The food is huge here. The time out hall has become a massive thing. Like this used to be the old Mercado de Ribeira, and it was converted in 2014 into the Time Out Market. Time Out, of course, the big travel magazine. Huge draw, Carol, from street food to Michelin-starred restaurants, all kind of melt in the mouth places. from hams to oysters to seafood to like everything, picanha, the famous steak dishes that they do here, sushi, you name it. Everything is around the Time Out Market. It's almost like that square in Morocco, Fana, the biggest outdoor restaurant in the world. It's similar to that, but it's very civilized. If you're inside, by the way, Carl, you know, they scan your EU certificate in and out anywhere you go. You have to show that. Most people sit outside, though. I mean, I love to sit outside when I'm here.
But what's the weather like?
Beautiful. 24 degrees yesterday, 25. I suppose in terms of, you know, when you'd kind of come here, all year round is really good, Carl, really. Like, it's never too hot or cold. In springtime, for example, here around February, it's really, really lovely to start coming here. Now, the jacaranda trees are famous, those beautiful jacaranda trees. In May, it's a great time if you like to see those. There's a lot of winds coming from the Sahara well into November. So again, even in November, Carol, it's really lovely here. Now, you have three airlines servicing Lisbon from Ireland, so it's amazingly accessible. Aer Lingus, Ryanair and TAP, T-A-P. And I was looking today at flights just there from the 7th of November for a four-night break. €70 with Aer Lingus, €81 with TAP and €86 with Ryanair, all return flights. So it's just great value. And 2 hours, 50 minutes to get here. It's not even that, actually.
And when you actually do get there, we spoke about this last week with Porto and the fact, concern maybe that, you know, once you get there, it's going to cost you an arm and a leg because, you know, understandably, maybe restaurants and hotels are trying to claw back what they lost over the last 18 months. I mean, Lisbon being the capital city, I would suspect that it's more expensive than places like Porto to visit.
You would think that, wouldn't you? In my experience has been, in fact, very small difference, really. Porto definitely, Carol, is cheaper. I mean, you're looking at Menú del Día, the menu of the day, for like €6.50 in some places for three courses, which is phenomenal. But here, the same, to be honest. Now, down by the port area here, which is very snazzy, there's beautiful restaurants and bars. I mean, Port Tonics, of course, you can get those here as well. Great wines and, you know, of course, your rosés and everything. Matthias Rosé, famous here if you want to be a bit naff. But, you know, the waiter refused to give that to me the other day. I said I wanted Matthias Rosé with sardines. And he said, I have a better one for you. You're not drinking that. I was like, oh, yes, boss. You know, I loved it. Caparica, for anybody who wants a beach holiday, right? Don't just think Lisbon is city only, Carol, because Caparica is this amazing place just on the shores of Lisbon, really. And it has a massive long stretch of beautiful golden beach. I was swimming there a few days ago and we had clams and seagrill sea bass on the beach and very upmarket restaurant. We went in at 2:30 and would you believe it, we left at 8:30 and we ended up having dinner there as well. And for lunch and dinner and lots of rosé and drinks and everything, it came to 35 per person. So you can see they're really good value. So your lovely beach beds and your umbrella, if you want to treat yourself, it was only a tenner a day. And the Uber from Lisbon Centre to the beach. Now, this is Praia da Morena, and I totally recommend it to anybody. It was only €22 for three people from the hotel to Caparica. And you go over that amazing bridge and you see the statue of the Redeemer, you know, which is famous here as well. So really, Carol, like, I didn't notice a massive change in prices, a little bit maybe, but Portugal is just very, very good value.
Excellent. So if anybody wants to find out more information, Ed, about Portugal, where's the best place to go?
Yeah, I mean, if you have a look at visitportugal.com, it's brilliant. There's loads of stuff there on it. If you go to hashtag visit Lisbon, I'm staying in Selena a secret garden, which I was saying to you again, lovely doubles from €80 a night. If you want to be backpacker, they have wonderful options for that from €25, Carol, per person. And you can go up to deluxe rooms here. And as I said, the flight's very affordable as well. Aer Lingus.com, Ryanair.com, TAP, T-A-P. If you look up the Portuguese airline, they do business class, Carol. If you want to treat yourself to business class, you don't need it, I don't think, for the 2 hours, 50 minutes though. But brilliant here, Carol, honestly. And you know, loads of people here with their laptops, all working. People I met yesterday from Israel got trapped here, kind of in some lockdown thing, and they're still working here, medical students, and just loving the fact that it's so affordable. So, you know, you couldn't be stuck in a better place. And the digital nomad thing, Carol, the Web Summit, which is on in November here, is huge and is going ahead, of course. You know, it's amazing. You've got this old world, this most magnificent, ancient, medieval kind of old city, and then you've got this lovely feel of modern people here sort of doing their own thing and like still working from here. And lots of mix of ages too, Carol. Lots of, I met some aging hippies who all were like in Selena, all ages from all over the world.
You would have gotten on very well with them, Ed, I've no doubt.
Yeah. Being an old fellow myself, of course. An old fellow with a childish heart or whatever, Carol. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I must say. And, you know, again, as I said to you, like, you know, this place is full of, every time you go around the corner, you know, there's lots of hills up and down. It's like the streets of San Francisco. Do you remember that show years ago with the trams?
I do indeed.
It's very similar to that kind of thing. Beautiful shopping as well. Antique shops and vintage clothing everywhere. And yeah, it's a real sort of a live and let live and, you know, peace and love kind of place.
Okay, well, that is definitely on the list. Well, thank you very much for joining us from Portugal, from Lisbon in Portugal, obviously, this morning. And next week, it's kind of a hop and a skip for you, going to Lisbon's larger neighbour, Spain. So what part of Spain will you be checking in from next week?
Would you believe it? I'm actually going to go off and do a wine tour, Carl, for a few days on the Douro River.
Sounds like hell.
Yeah, I know, which is near Spain. And I'm going to go and visit Quinta Bonfim, one of the biggest vineyards here, wine producers in Portugal. And I'm going to be going to a beautiful old city called Amarantes. And then after that, I'm heading to Spain. So listen, and it's only a hop and a skip then from there, because it's Iberian Peninsula month. So I must say, loving it, Carol, really, it's beautiful.
As I said last week, Ed, you'll never come home. So I've no idea when I'm next going to see you. But I'm enjoying the chats anyway. I'm enjoying the chats. So listen, you enjoy the rest of your time in Portugal, and we will check in with you again next week to find out what you've been up to and what your experiences are.
I will. And I promise to bring you home some pasta di nata, Carol. I'll bring you home some of those lovely custard tarts.
Okay, for
you.
Okay, please.
Okay, just to give you a flavour. And thanks again. Okay, lovely to talk to you, Carol. All the best.
You too, Ed. Okay, talk next week.
Travel Talk with visitbelfast.com. It's time to get back to Belfast for a giant city experience.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.